Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. In about 14 minutes or so, we will have Dom's...
It's Dom. Money Melody.
Except it'll be a quote today. Dan trying a change up.
Yeah.
And we'll see if that works. We're going to have some wrong guesses or not. People have been almost perfect. We love doing that every day at 2:14. We'll do it tomorrow. And we have a best of on Thanksgiving. On Friday, we'll have it again at 2:14. All right. I saw this just as Dan was putting together the final touches of the show today. It's two parts. If you can imagine, it's the ABC station out there in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm looking on Drudge right now. He's got the most extensive up there of what's going on, not just with people showing up in one place. It's over 50 guys with hammers just smashing stuff, and taking luxury goods. In another, it was a coordinated thing with up to 25 vehicles, some of them Lexuses, showing up, blocking traffic, running in, just taking whatever they want. And the DAs there, the police and others, what are they doing? They're restricting average citizens from being able to travel near the stores to park relatively conveniently and making them almost have to take a shuttle in. How long, how progressive, how crazed do you have to be? How do you wake up every morning and see this and say, yes, I want more of this. I want more Krasner. I want more of these Soros-backed people so that people... Now, could we see that, say, here? The biggest that a place that I can think of that's relatively close, even though it's 25 minutes, half hour away, would be King of Prussia Mall. When we had the George Floyd riots, we didn't see it because somehow or another, the police, et cetera, out there sent a message, and it's maybe far enough away. I don't know. Is it Walnut Street again? Remember that nonsense where the goofy police commissioner let people go wild and the guy's playing the piano in the middle of the street? Millions of dollars in damage. How in the world, what is it that is that disconnect to human thought and emotion that allows progressives to overlook all this stuff? Do they say to themselves, well, that's Gucci, it's Louis Vuitton and all that. It's outrageous what they're charging. Really? So we just think conservatives are the ones buying up all that stuff? 855-839-1210. So on ABC, they play the sheriff talking about this and calling it looting. Then they start debating, you can't call this looting. Now, I don't know if they think there's a racial undertone to the word looting. They don't think it's precise is what you're going to hear. It has to be called organized burglary or robbery. Doesn't that sound so tempting? It's organized robbery. Looting! Looters are coming down the street. Run! Organized robbers are coming down the street. Which one gets the attention more of people, do you think? All right, so here's a little bit. Imagine, in the middle of day after day, this is 3 or 4 days out there, several locations, maybe as many as a double figure, people just showing up, walking in, taking whatever they want, smashing windows to do it. It doesn't matter. Blocking traffic. Sometimes 25 or 30 people doing it. What is it people want done against that? Do they think, well, that's not me. It's okay. on ABC News there. Here's the debate over the word looting.
The Louis Vuitton store was burglarized and looted. The Burberry's in Westfield Mall was burglarized and looted.
That's San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott detailing his department's response to a wave of seemingly organized retail theft netting $1 million in stolen luxury goods. Here's San Jose PD spokesman today.
So we're talking about two incidents. We're not going to call this looting. Okay, this is organized robbery. Is what it is.
He's talking about the $40,000 in merchandise stolen from Lululemon in Santana Row Saturday. Similar crimes hit Hayward and Walnut Creek this weekend, with waves of suspects rushing stores, leading to major losses. But according to the California Penal Code, what we saw was not looting. Looting is theft or burglary during a state of emergency resulting from an earthquake, fire, flood, riot, or other natural or man-made disaster. To some, the distinction may be small, but Lorenzo Boyd, professor of criminal justice and community policing and a retired veteran police officer, told me words matter.
Because looting is a term that we typically use when people of color or urban dwellers are doing something. We tend not to use that term for other people when they do the exact same thing.
To be clear, we don't know the identities or races of the majority of the thieves, but we do know there was no local emergency declared in the Bay Area cities that experienced smash and grabs this weekend.
My God, think about this. Major news organization, and they're going with the guy that's playing the race card around the term looting. Hey, just use it more. We don't care who the color is and what the they are looting. You just run up, smash the window, run it off with stuff. That's looting. There's nothing wrong with the word. We're not going to back away from another word in order to make the criminal element feel okay. So what do all these things have in common? The guy that was let out in Milwaukee and ends up running allegedly over grandmoms and kids. Soros-backed guy, progressive extremist. The San Francisco stuff, an array of progressives still trying to figure out some way to deny reality, what's happening there. And then here in Philadelphia, Larry Krasner breaking down yesterday at his news conference because of this pregnant woman who was shot coming back from her baby shower, as if he's not the architect of it. What do they have in common? Well, what they have in common is this is the world of progressives. And the only thing I can say to do is never to vote for any Democrat under any circumstance because they're not trustworthy, not to lead to this. That's one. But two, how do you take on these citadels across the country that are allowing this? Now, here's why the Wisconsin case is important. I don't know the politics of the place where this happened. But it strikes me, this parade, etc., as traditional America, okay? So traditional America in that town, in that general area, did not let this guy go. But Milwaukee did, which is not traditional America. It's as blue as it comes. You got to realize, same thing in San Francisco, these suburban communities. You're not going to bottle this rotten stuff up inside places like Philadelphia. It's going to impinge on the suburbs. And it may just strike you. What is it going to take, though? Or are we seeing this, that reasonable people are saying, you know what, I don't like some of this stuff with conservatism or traditional America, but case in point is a guy we're trying to reach. He's a major donor, major benefactor. His name is McGuire. He's a billionaire. He sold his insurance company. He's written stinging letters to both Penn and apparently reading this piece today to St. Joe's, saying, I'm serving notice to you that the McGuire Foundation and I personally will not be renewing any scholarship gifts or pledges. Apparently, they do this with underserved students. I think it was 90 I read in here, some unbelievable number. Because the University of Penn, and now Villanova, but particularly Penn, are sitting on the bench during the national anthem, several of them with their head covered, because they have a uniform in which there's a hoodie attached to their warm-up uniform. The Penn captain, Jelani Williams, said that we've had a lot of internal conversations about how guys have felt their experience in this country. There's still a lot of people in the prison industrial complex. The wage gap is still growing every day. There's a bunch of stuff. In other words, typical, idiotic, vapid, general comment, and yet this goes on. Now, Villanova has joined with this, and Jay Wright is thrilled that his players are so thoughtful, that they're not engaged in the national anthem, several of them apparently too, and people have gone to him, and he said, this is what the country's all about. Hey, Jay Wright, this isn't what the country's all about. It's just not. So you're saying the country, what's the evidence of this? That's what I'd like to know. The country is so bad that you cannot be expected to stand for the national anthem. That would be too much. That would be too much of a compromise in your mind, because this country is so rotten. That's what you're saying, isn't it? That you can't stand for something that's this unifying. Now, the Inquirer interviews a guy who is the former AD retired over at Drexel. And Dan really went off on this in the beginning. This guy, his name is Zilmer, said that the anthem used to unify people. Now it has become divisive. What? Who made it divisive? He also said to the Inquirer, the World University Games now play a standard hymn during medal ceremonies, staying away from anthems of countries. That's Drexel this guy comes from. What is it with the world of athletics? Well, what it is you have people saying gibberish. They're enabled by the media. They won't be challenged. They won't debate any of these things. And yet they want to take these selfish actions. And thank God for guys like this McGuire guy, who is pulling a lot of money away from it. That's about the only thing I know that can work with these private institutions. Do people support Villanova? Do they support Penn? Do they say the lame thing? Well, isn't that what America's all about? Yes. If you want to do this disrespectful actions, if you want to make a statement, just say it, though. America is still rotten. America is a racist country. These cops are bad. They're brutal. They're racist in general. What is the beef? Well, the one guy said, well, yeah, look at the incarceration rate. Well, why is that? Could it be because we have people committing crimes that are horrific in a place like Philadelphia? Is the problem the incarceration rate, or is the problem 500 homicides in the near horizon? Is the problem Rittenhouse, or is the problem what I just stated? All right, so I'd love to get you in. 855-839-1210. Places like Philadelphia, places like Penn, the only weapon back on this thing is you can't continue to fund them. You have to try to, in every way, shape, or form, with elected officials or private donors like this McGuire guy, you have to try to take enough money away from them that they're going to think long and hard about what they're doing. These people that are sitting down, they're not even taking a knee at Penn, or on a crusade they talked about last week, I told you, in which they're showing the country how bad it is. They're calling attention to how bad America is. I mean, isn't that what you're... Just say it. Stop beating around the bush. Otherwise, why would you take such an action that's so extreme? And if you don't like the national anthem, we could play any number of things to take its place. Would the Lee Greenwood song work? I don't think so. Because it's not really about that. It's about saying how bad America is. And these institutions are not only condoning it, they're egging it on. Because that's their worldview too. Over at Penn, they don't think America has changed that much. And they search for things and they'll say, well, look at Rittenhouse. Yeah, let's look at Rittenhouse. What does Rittenhouse have to do with any of this stuff? It does not have anything to do with it. But in their minds, America bad. These kids are heroes. That's exactly what's going on. All right, so we invite, just so you know, we invite all these people on Penn, you know, Jay Wright, it doesn't matter. Come on. Tell us about it, how proud you are of this. I wonder if you've been in the military, or more importantly, in this matter, because I think it's more directed at this, if you're in a cop's family, cops, etc., you know what this is about. That's exactly what they're saying. By the way, Catholic University, somebody just texted me this. they have George Floyd up on their walls in the visage of Jesus Christ. Nothing against George Floyd, but this has gone a bit far. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in. But it's that magic moment here, Dan.
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
That's right.
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Whoops, I hit the wrong one.
That's right. And today, as a little change-up, we have what, Dan?
Yeah, so today what we're looking for is which athlete spoke this in a fictional setting. So we're looking for the speaker of what we're about to play. Who said it in a fictional setting? So, Dom, get your ear close to the radio.
I'm listening.
Here we go.
I'm the co-pilot.
Did you catch that?
Yeah, I hear a plane in the background. All right. Fictional setting.
I'm the co-pilot.
Who said that? Be the first one in with the correct answer, and we have a great prize for you. 855-839-1210. I thought this was pretty hard. But apparently, there are a lot of people that might know that. We might not have to give another clue. So line up now. We'll see if we have a winner right after the break. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210.
I gotta buy food. I can't afford it.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, welcome in. That's exactly right. So we play it one more time. It's a quote today. You're playing for an Eagles documentary, maybe next year, a true story of underdogs told by underdogs, available at maybenextyearfilm.com. Eagles are hot right now. This really intensifies that if you're an Eagles fan at all. Dan, let's hear the clue again.
I'm the co-pilot.
All righty. So we're looking for who is that athlete that said that in a fictional genre. And let's start with Mike in Devon on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mike, good afternoon. Who is that person?
Good afternoon, Dom. At first, now that I hear it a second time, I'm not sure if I got it right. It sounded at first like Steve McQueen.
Okay, sorry about that, Mike. No, not Steve McQueen. It's the clue is an athlete who said it in a fictional genre. Barry in Deptford's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Barry, good afternoon. Who is that person?
It's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
All right, very nice. What's the film? You don't have to have that right, but do you remember the film?
Yes, Airplane the Movie. He was the
Airplane
co-pilot.
Airplane the Movie, yep.
He was the co-pilot, Dom. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is correct. Congratulations.
Right. Stay on hold, Barry. Congratulations. Dan will hook you up for your prize. The Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles documentary maybe next year. And again, Dan, well, we have one wrong answer today.
Yep.
We're not intentionally trying for
you
wrong answers.
You know, I heard more wrong answers. So when I screen the calls for people that call in for this contest, all I want is your name and information because as we take it naturally, you know, the first caller that calls in kind of gets it. So I don't want to hear the answers, but sometimes people let it slip because they're so excited.
Right.
And today I heard much more wrong answers than I'm used to from this one. I heard Michael Jordan said. I heard Donovan McNabb. So
Donovan McNabb.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. You never know. But it's nice that we got one wrong answer. But, yep, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the great film Airplane. Love that film.
Yep. It couldn't be made today, though. They've said that because some of the politically incorrect stuff. So Mike is the winner. We'll do it every day. At 2:14.
Barry's the winner.
Barry's the winner. I'm sorry. Barry's the winner. Barry and Deptford. Yes, Barry's the winner. Tomorrow again at 2:14, we'll have another. We'll see if Dan goes for a Thanksgiving musical genre or something like that.
Huh.
Yeah, it might have something. But these are difficult. It's just that people are really on top of things. So we'll continue to broaden it out throughout November and beyond. All right, love to get you on board, though, at 855-839-1210. Side question of the day, we've had some great ones, is simple. Somebody comes on TV, the moment they're on, is it, no one had said Dr. Fauci yet, so I'll take that one off the board maybe. You can't take it. You say, turn the channel. You start screaming. You leave the room. You do something. Turn the sound down. I can't watch it even. We've had some really good ones. That puts you in the running for Captain Chuck. He's a $50 gift certificate that we always do on Fridays. All right, I cannot believe, though, right in front of me, maybe you're thinking, Dom, what Penn and Villanova do, you know, it's just, I don't know, what are you going to do with them? Well, I told you what one guy's doing, a big benefactor, has reached out and has now pulled maybe millions of dollars. That's what I'd like to see. One of these outfits, like the city of Philadelphia, brought to their knees. Because the money dries up for this nonsense that they're engaged in, which is just obviously not working, won't work. It's one thing for Penn to do it. Maybe you expect Penn to be that disrespectful, that elitist, that stupid even in the reasons they're giving. But how about Villanova players? What's up with that? And Jay Wright touting this to the Philadelphia Inquirer. It's a recruiting tool. Come here and you can attack the country. Isn't that what they're saying? If you can't stand there for the national anthem, whether you agree that about everything in the country or think that everything's perfect, what they're saying is the country is so bad, I cannot be expected to stand there when that national anthem is played. That's what's being said. It's that horrible. Not, look, I may differ with a policy here, there, whatever. Maybe I didn't like the Rittenhouse decision. That's one thing. If you think that self-defense doesn't trump some of the other stuff. But to say this is so outrageous, it's just another example of white supremacy, racism, how rotten America is. Or for this Drexel guy to say that the national anthem is now divisive. Well, it's not divisive in the minds of most Americans still. How has it become divisive? Well, because of people like this Drexel guy, these alleged athletes, and the coaches there that are aiding and abetting it, I think they think deep down that's what you have to do to reach people, to recruit them. You have to tell them you're with them in one way or another. I love that reason. Well, what's the reason? Just spell it out. I read you what the Penn guy said. It's gibberish. Tell us specifically. How is the country so bad that you can't countenance standing for the national anthem and even taking your hoodie off, which is a form of a hat, during the national anthem? Why is it so bad that that's the case? Even an assistant coach does that at Penn. take away every dollar from them. Don't send your kids there. Don't give them any of that. And Villanova, of course, at least once, if not twice, refused to go to the White House while Trump was there. If they win the national championship, I'm sure they'll go there with Joe Biden there. What's the difference? Well, look at Trump. It should be obvious to you. That doesn't fit a Catholic institution, I guess. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless just push pound 1210. Now, that didn't stop Colbert, and he's getting a ringing endorsement on Twitter. Last night, here's what Colbert said about Rittenhouse. Essentially, if Rittenhouse didn't break the law, then we should change the law.
Big news on Friday was that after being accused of crossing state lines, killing two people, and wounding another last year during a Black Lives Matter protest, Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted on all counts. Okay. Yeah, okay, cards on the table. I'm not a legal expert, so I can't tell you whether or not Kyle Rittenhouse broke the law. But I can tell you this. If he didn't break the law, we should change the law.
Just think of the stupidity. Just think of this man. Just think of that. It took him all day to come up with that. Let's parse that a little bit. Dan, would you like to take a shot, so to speak? That and the this is the new Dodge. Well, how could that be legal? What is it that they don't get? That, admittedly, at least in my mind, I think in yours too, Dan, we wouldn't advise the kid to be on the street in that situation, etc. Okay.
Yep.
But the law, you idiot, is that you don't forfeit your right or get paralyzed or beaten to death just because you put yourself into a situation where, even though you have a right to be there, it may not be the safest place. It doesn't demand that you get killed. It means that you can still defend yourself. Why did the others have to attack him? Mm-hmm. But you see, Colbert thinks he's a little bit smarter than Jimmy Kimmel and the other guy.
Yeah.
So this is going to be the spin. I hear on Fox's Harold Ford guy say the same thing. Well, maybe we ought to look at changing the law. What would they change there?
Well, that's the question.
Yeah, what would you change when it comes down to self-defense? The bottom line is, you, like the prosecutor, think that if you put yourself into a situation that is going to be difficult, you give up the right to self-defense. That's insanity. That's exactly insanity.
So you're telling me, Dom, it's crazy to me. If I were to approach you with a skateboard and swing it at your head, they're
right.
Trying to say that the law should be that you shouldn't have the right to defend yourself?
Or not defend yourself with deadly force. Hey, you might be tougher, you might be bigger, you might be younger, you might have the drop on me. You might have a weapon like a skateboard. You're darn right. Common sense says I should take whatever action I have to take to protect myself. All it comes down to is this. Was it grave enough of a threat to take deadly force? And most jurors are going to say, you know what, in the scenarios that we saw play out here, you're darn right it lived up to that threat level to use deadly force. This wasn't cavalier at all. He wasn't approaching them, trying to do anything to them. One guy had a gun pointed at him. What is it that the audience with Colbert and these others would like to change? See, this is the biggest thing with the left and the media. Every time you bring up something and say, be specific, they cannot, they won't. It's all just their perverted view of the world.
Can
and I don't
say,
know if you...
Dom, it's another example of a virtue signal? I think it is.
It's more stupidity, but maybe some virtue signal mixed in.
No, I think it's approaching the situation and looking at how you see it through the lens of the left, as Colbert mm-hmm. does, and saying, oh, the cool thing to say here and the virtue thing to say here would be, oh, let's change the law, and not even give second credence or second thought to what that might imply.
Yeah, what would that change be? We go through this all the time. They don't want to put their cards on the table, because it exposes how out of touch they are. What would you change? Is the average person going to look at that and say, self-defense, yes. The jury was looking at, all right, was it self-defense in all three cases? Did he have to take that? Could something else a reasonable person And they came away after watching that again and again and again. As tough as this is to say, no. He was going to, the only thing he could do is take the risk of outfighting this guy, or maybe he wouldn't die, all these lame things that you don't have to do. It comes back to, I said this at the very beginning of this when we saw the footage. It's like Zimmerman. Should Zimmerman have gotten into it with Trayvon Martin? That's a question people can look at forever.
Can you put your lawyer? Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, but Dan, but if he made a mistake, okay, let's just say he made a mistake here in some way, shape, or form. That doesn't mean the other person can kill you. And if they're about to do that, and if the evidence looks as if that's a realistic possibility that could happen, then you have the right to use whatever force you need to stop that from happening. Who doesn't agree with that? Go ahead, Dan.
I just wanted to inject another angle into this situation. What he's doing there is essentially labeling Rittenhouse as guilty in a public court of law, is it not? Like he's kind of kicking the can down the road, doubling down, and could that not be classified as slander or libel?
Maybe, but there's a lot of other people lined up. And here's the thing. Could Merrick Garland try some federal charge here? Yeah. Now, I feel bad for him if they do that, but politically, the damage here would be incredible. That jury, despite all this enormous pressure of the mobs that we've seen outside, they methodically went through this and they asked himself that question. What else could he have done in there that would be reasonable? And the answer is nothing. Now, sometimes these cases make bad law. This doesn't happen in most circumstances. I have a case you probably haven't heard about. I'm following on Twitter a person from the Heritage Foundation. The other excuse they use, if he had been black, he'd be dead at this point. It wouldn't matter, given how racist everything is. And it's a case of a guy in Scranton. He's playing a pool match, and a guy won't shake his hand at the end of it. He's black. The guy's a racist who's white. It steps outside, and there are a few people that are threatening him. The guy uses deadly force and kills one of these individuals. This just came down. It happened in Scranton. And the jury said that was self-defense. The guy was black, defending himself. If you have a society where they're going to take away self-defense, notice Colbert, too, talking about protest. See, to me, that's the thing that starts it off. These were not protests. They were riots. They were arson. They were chaos that was going on. These are not protests. 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, push pound 1210. So tell us what law on self-defense. I think we have it perfectly correct with self-defense at this point. It doesn't mean you can just yell self-defense and start shooting people. They're going to look at the severity of the situation. It's the reasonable person standard. Would a reasonable person feel they were under severe bodily harm or deadly threat? If it rises to that standard, you have a right to protect yourself and to use whatever force effectively is going to protect you. They think this guy should only be allowed to get into a karate stance and do something like that. The prosecutor almost said that. He's a coward. Why didn't he just fight him? You're not required to do that. The only requirement is it rises to that level. Watching the tape, clearly it rose to that level. All right, we'll mix all this together. A lot of calls coming up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's Dom time. Welcome in. Good Tuesday, everyone. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow again.
Don't mean to interrupt you when we're getting started, but can I just make a note?
Yes.
I hate daylight savings time. I'm looking outside right now. It's, what, 2:40 p.m. and the sun's already going down? This is horrible.
Thank you for that random comment. Here in the Dom Dome, we have big sun out there still.
Oh, I guess it's all the buildings around here, but man, I just look outside.
Yeah, I think it is where you are in Center City. It gets darker.
I miss the times of
sunshine
when doing the Dom Giordano program. We got to get out of
daylight
savings. That's
exactly right. Yes, I'm in favor of sunshine and warmer temperatures all the time, without a doubt.
Let's move to Florida, Dom.
That would be, well, I think Wildwood is, North Wildwood's beautiful this time of the year.
It's true. It is.
That's what the mayor tells. We haven't heard from him in a while. We have to catch up.
It's the best time to be down the shore, to be honest with you. The shorter seasons, man. It's incredible. Yeah.
Late September into October.
Yeah, November's a little bit late now, but.
Agreed. Yes, it can get dicey there. I could go in the Atlantic Ocean today, though. I'd run in.
Yeah. Don't mean to take you off on a tangent.
Okay.
There,
but, yeah. All right. That's okay.
Just wanted to rant.
All right.
That
now let me get back here to Stephen Colbert after we went through the daylight savings time. Yeah. What is it that they would be changing here, right? What is it explicitly? Look, the thing and the gun crime and all that, we've been through that. That was dismissed. That didn't happen. So it comes down to what is it? First of all, the premise with Colbert and these others, this was a peaceful protest. It's a protest. How can you show up there with a gun? Well, we just saw two people on the other side, a father and daughter team that were on the pro-left side show up at a protest the other day in Wisconsin, armed in pretty much the way of Rittenhouse. What would you change here? Let's go to Doug in Wilmington, Delaware on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Doug, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. I don't think they really want to change anything unless it's political affiliation. In other words, if this was a BLM protester who was being attacked by three Proud Boys or MAGA supporters, they would have no problem with what had happened. So they don't really want to change the rules. They just want to change it so that it only applies to one side.
Well, I hear that. But, I mean, the bigger gripe I have, Doug, and they're protected by the media in this, like these Villanova and Penn players. When you ask for the specific, either they're too dumb to know a specific or they don't want to say it, because when they say it out loud, they seem completely now to be extreme. So if Colbert were asked, what law, what is it explicitly he would change, he wouldn't be able to answer is my guess.
I agree. Because they don't have any real standards or morals. It all depends on the situation and whether or not it helps their cause or hurts their cause.
Right. And again, there's no consistency or specifics here. Then we can have a policy debate rather than just an emotional thing. All right, Doug, who is it you can't stand to see on TV?
There's a couple of people, but mostly Nancy Pelosi.
All right. Oh. Back to the standard with Pelosi. John's got a great one in Quakertown. John, who's yours?
Hey, it's David Muir. I'll tell you what. I can't stand his cadence and his stupid haircut and how he is just, he's insufferable for me. Every time he comes on, I can't turn it off fast enough.
I tell Ro,
hold on
same,
a sec.
I tell Ro the same thing.
I have the same haircut as David Muir.
No, it's the emotionality that's geared one way or another. You can feel the slant and everything is just the feeling in reporting the news. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, David Muir does it for me, too. Not like Jenny McCarthy, though. Dan, you stole that one. That's the leader so far. But let's see if anybody else can come up with one. Vince in South Philly, though. Hey, Vince, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, real quick. You know, really infuriates me about this whole nonsense. My saying is, not only are you not entitled to your own facts, but you're not entitled to your own definitions. And to me, it's looting, it's lawlessness, it's not organized whatever. I mean, that nonsense has got to stop. And that's what I think all of us have to push back on. You know,
oh, absolutely.
Define...
No, the looting, they're trying to get away. They think there's a racial undertone, et cetera. I agree with you, Vince. What we're seeing in Philadelphia, why these things happen, there's outright chaos going on. There are no laws like this Isaiah Thomas guy in the city council saying police can't stop a vehicle. That breeds more and more of this stuff. And it's very hard to get a handle on it. Once you let the petty chaos go, the big stuff's going to follow.
Sure. And real quick, this was a side question you have. Is that for a Captain Chucky's thing? Or
yes, you're in the running for that. Who is it, Vince, that when they're on TV, you got to turn it off or run away or something?
Oh, there's no question. It's Al Sharpton. The biggest race baiting, anti-Semitic fraud in media. And it kills me that this guy gets treated with some kind of respect.
All right. Al Sharpton is an oldie but goodie. Absolute. Wow. Another football one here. Let's tell you how the side question works.
Yeah, let's
okay?
do that again real quick.
Here's what we do. We're talking about all the big stuff in the news. We have big guests tomorrow. Is it 12:30 tomorrow? We have Jim Jordan on?
Yes, 12:30 Jim Jordan.
Tomorrow's got a brand-new book out. We'll talk about, really drill down with people like Jim Jordan. But for fun, it's usually apolitical. We could ask anything that makes you think a little bit outside the box. The one the judges like at the very end is the winner that day. Their name goes into the hat. And on Friday, Dan pulls one out. And we have a $50 gift certificate for Captain Chuckie's for you. Woo. So anybody can play. Anybody has an opinion. Now, sometimes people go with Pelosi. You know, I get that. You know, or Sharpton. But David Muir is outside the box. Dan had my answer, really. Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was thinking like Dom there.
God, is there just anything that's worse? All right, that's how the side question works. Coming up, we'll take more of those calls. And Philadelphia police dispatchers, a bunch of them, 911, are charged with fleecing pandemic unemployment program, the Biden program. How much did they put in for, even though they were being paid by the city? And how much does the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Labor estimate has already been stolen by fraud? And I think this is on the low side. We'll see if Dan can come anywhere near the number next, guessing. And your calls here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, that's exactly right. Coming to you, we got a lot of people lined up. Who is it when you see them on TV, you have to turn away? But first, Dan, that question. So these 911 operators in Philadelphia, a bunch of them are charged with sluicing off about $73,000 and all that pandemic largesse from the Biden administration, even though they were working as 911 operators, dispatchers at the time. In eastern Pennsylvania alone, several inmates in the Chester County prison are among those facing charges. All were incarcerated during this period in which they claimed to be unemployed. Dan, what's the guesstimate for the U.S. Department of Labor? How much in fraudulent and improper payments under that Biden stuff have been issued already?
Has to be in the tens of millions of dollars, right?
All right, give me a figure.
$22 million.
Million?
Yeah.
All right, he guesstimates $87.3 billion.
What?
Yes,
wow.
87. There's your nugget of the day. And that's the Biden, that's the U.S. Department of Labor, the Inspector General. I know the guy that heads labor is a big, big partisan. So it's whoever's in charge.
There's an angle here that I want to know if it came across your mind.
What's that?
This is kind of proof that government inefficiency is indeed real.
Oh, and this is what he estimates. I'm thinking, based upon what I'm reading here, and if he says that, it's easily $100 billion or more.
Yeah.
Maybe even a half a trillion. Who knows, out of all this stuff.
But what I'm saying
is
somewhat evidence against socialistic policies or, you know, policies in which we give the responsibility of the government to dole out certain things, which is a big talking point of the left. But we're seeing here now just how easily taken advantage of the government actually can be taken advantage of.
Well, exactly. You can't have central planning. No one can do that. That's why a capitalist economy works. All right, let's go to Ben in Gloucester Township. Ben, think you have a pretty good one. Good afternoon. Who's yours?
Mine is Adam Schiff with coffee eyes.
Yes, when Adam Schiff comes on, he can't help the pencil-necky geek stuff. But,
he is
in top 10 country, without a doubt. If you know who he is and you know the baggage, yes. Jerry in Wilmington, the murder capital, I haven't said that today. All right, Jerry, who is it you have to turn off the TV?
Well, it's funny because I say this to a lot of my friends. It's mostly true. I would go to a service center, a busy service center. I tell them I got to be out by 3 and from the waiting room before Ellen comes on. And one time they were late and Ellen came on and I started getting the shakes, hard breathing. And I ran out the door at a busy intersection and I literally ran a red light. I ran a red light running across. Luckily, I didn't get killed, but You know,
well, look, particularly, you know, I feel a little bit better about Ellen now. And the reason is, Jerry, she's been exposed for what we thought was going on there. And it's still difficult, though. You're right.
If there was an accident, could you imagine the police report?
Oh, the police report.
I was
report.
Fleeing from the Ellen show.
The Ellen show, exactly.
Well, I got a ticket. I got a ticket for running a red light. They had a picture of my back and my rear end. I don't know how they did.
Was that in Wilmington?
Yeah, $85 ticket, you know. I fought it. I fought it. I said, this
good.
Is my,
I think they
back.
Have more important things like gun violence there to worry about.
He lawyered up to make the justification that he was watching
God.
The Ellen show.
The Ellen so defense. Yep, Dan, Ellen that's defense. Pretty compelling call. That's the kind of stuff we're looking for. That might be in the running there. All right, 855-839-1210. The lightning round is next, where we exclusively go to you and give you your shot to tell us who is it when the TV comes on. I got this from a cop friend. His wife said Nora O'Donnell. I feel that. That's kind of a weird, particularly if it's like David Muir. Who would think that? Oh, I do. Dan's still the winner, though. I don't know if you can top that of Jenny McCarthy. It's almost impossible to imagine, other than the political baggage. I get it.
I got one that might top Jenny McCarthy. That was
all right. Quick. You want to say it now?
Yeah, nobody has it on the line. Yeah. It's been said a couple of times, but Samantha Bee.
Oh, yes, insufferable. And she used to be a hot thing as far as her show and all that. That got all pretty
But, like,
quickly.
Anytime her smugness comes on, like, I you know, I really don't turn off the TV because I watch The Masked Singer with Jenny McCarthy. Mm-hmm. But I look for that remote as soon as possible the second I see Samantha Bee because she has absolutely nothing to add to any discussion, in my opinion.
Well put.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.